The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare says almost a third of prisoners entering jail are already mentally ill. Jail authorities say that's consistent with what they're seeing in custody. Some are calling for greater interaction with family members to help with the problem. Rebecca Bryce reports.
The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare collated statistics from its National Prisoner Health Census in 2010. It finds about one in every three prisoners reported, when entering custody, that they'd been told by a doctor, a nurse, psychiatrist or psychologist that they had a mental health disorder. That's 2.5 times the rate of the general population. The report's author, Tim Beard.
I think the overall mental health of prisoners is fairly poor, particularly when they first come into custody, because they've either been experiencing untreated mental illness in the community or experiencing drug and alcohol problems. And so when they first arrive, there's a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety and also untreated psychotic illnesses.
The report also found other issues.
The medication rate was quite high compared to the general population. So we found that 16% of this population were actually on medication for a mental health disorder. We also found that on a scale of levels of distress, The very highest level of distress was reported by 14% of prison entrants, and that's very much related to mental health issues as well.
Forensic psychiatrist Craig Rayside works in the South Australian prison system.
One of the concerns I have is that it tends to be a medicalising of their problems. That is, that they see the doctor, they're referred to the psychiatrist, and they're basically treated with medication, and other forms of treatment such as counselling and psychological therapy is not usually available In many of the prison settings.
South Australia's Corrections Chief Executive Peter Severance says the report confirms what he's seeing in that state.
There are statistics that certainly are consistent with our own observations. We do have a quite large number of offenders coming into the system with mental health problems. They're not necessarily psychotic or require the accommodation in a forensic mental health facility, but nevertheless, in particular through drug-induced psychosis, we do have a growing number of people who do have mental health issues.
Do you think that we're locking people up because they're mentally ill?
It is very difficult for me to judge that. Obviously, people are not locked up at the whim of anybody. They're locked up as a result of the courts finding that they obviously need to either be on remand or once they're convicted for an offence, they're sentenced to a term of imprisonment. But of course, we certainly find that people are often on remand because it is difficult for them to meet the conditions for bail.
The report doesn't include figures from Victoria or New South Wales, but Brett Collins says it's consistent with what's being seen in the latter state. He's a former prisoner and member of Justice Action in New South Wales.
I went down as a student, and I was just amazed. I looked around me and I discovered all these, actually, I felt, normal people. And I thought, why are they in jail? What's happening here? But what I, in fact, found was that these people, you know, had their problems outside. They didn't have any chance to properly deal with them. And so inside jail, they actually got a sense almost of normality.
He believes that families are underutilised in helping prisoners with mental health problems and rehabilitation.
Probably one of the worst problems is actually excluding the very people who could help, like families and community outside who are, you know, most concerned for their child, or quite often even their father, or their mother, who's actually sitting inside jail. Those people outside are not made welcome to actually come in and assist with the prisoners who are inside. Now, that exclusion is part of the problem.
Peter Severin says he's actively supported family involvement in the South Australian system.
Rebecca Bryce.